Last week on LinkedIn, I was asked about how do you ask your manager for feedback when your manager won't give you or doesn't give you feedback? And that got me to thinking, well, it sounds like you need to give your manager feedback on the fact that you're not getting feedback. So that's the topic of today. How do you give your manager feedback? Now, I do a lot of 360s in my leadership workshops. And time again, the lowest rated item is I ask my direct reports for feedback as a leader. So it's not natural for leaders, it seems like it's not natural for leaders to ask for feedback. Yet, there are studies that show that asking for feedback and being open to feedback is one of those things that will differentiate you as a leader. So, if you're in the situation, and you are in the situation where you need to give your manager feedback, here's a couple things that you need to consider. Well, three, actually. Number one, it starts with the relationship. So, as always, we need to make sure that the relationship is built on trust. So, on a scale of 1 to 10, to what extent do you have trust with your leader? If you have a high degree of trust, then chances are you will be successful in giving your manager feedback. If you do not have trust, then I encourage you to focus on building trust first. Second, it's best when you are invited to give feedback to your manager, but in lieu of that, consider asking your manager if he or she would like some feedback. So it might sound awkward if you say, "Hey, I have some feedback. Would you like to hear it?" It's not too awkward, but you might want to say something like this: "Hey Gary, you just gave the presentation to at the staff meeting. I noticed some things that I think could make the presentation even better. Would you like to hear it?" It's doubtful that anyone's going to say no. And you're showing the manager what's in it for me. So I would encourage you to say something like that when giving feedback. Then the third thing, I want you to think about giving feed forward instead of feed back. And this comes from Marshall Goldsmith, and I've read every one of his books. And so feedback is taking a look back at what that person did and what was the impact of their behavior. It could be something like at that meeting, you slammed your pencil on the table and made a face, and people stopped contributing. So that might be a little bit challenging. That might be taken as a challenge by the manager. It might be a little bit difficult to swallow. But if you turn it into something looking forward, in other words, what would make the meeting even more effective moving forward, and you focus on that, then chances are your feedback or your feed forward in this case will be more readily accepted. So you might say something like, "Moving forward, I think it's important that you, as the leader, hold back your opinions, whether it's verbally or with body language, before everyone gets a chance to speak. And I think you're going to find that people are going to be more open and sharing about their ideas. What do you think?" So that's my tip for today. Three things. When you want to give your manager feedback, and you know you will, first of all, check how much trust you have. If you don't have trust, then it's going to be difficult, and work on trust. Second, invite yourself or be invited to give the feedback. Don't just surprise them with the feedback. And number three, practice using feed forward. In other words, moving forward, it would be even better if, and then of course, ask them, what do you think? So, go out there, give that feedback. I can remember many times as a subordinate giving feedback to my leader, being nervous, being scared, but I will tell you, it changed everything. It changed my relationship, having the courage to say what others would not say, and it'll make your work life better. So reach out to me, send me an email, lobrien@mendozaandobrien.com. Go to my website, MendozaAndO'Brien.com, or just connect with me on LinkedIn. Thanks, everyone, and we'll speak next week.